which is conducted today, Friday, the 14th of Sha'ban, 1429 of Hijrah, the 15th of August, 2008. Verily, the merit of it is well known to all those who are involved with it. As what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. Whomsoever Allah Ta'ala wants to do good with him or for him would make him or would provide him a good understanding of the deen. And we all know that the ilm is the inheritance of the prophets. As in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, العلماء ورثة الأنبياء. The scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. وإن العلماء وإن الأنبياء يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما. And verily, the ulama or the prophets did not leave behind as inheritance dinar or dirham, ولكن ورثوا العلم, but they have inherited behind or they have left behind as inheritance the ilm. فمن أخذه أخذ بحظ وافر. So who got it or got from it, he is the one who got the best share. And we all know that the rank of the ulama amongst the others is like the rank of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon the whole ummah. And in the other hadith, as the merit of the moon compared to the stars. And as in the hadith, the extra knowledge than the wajib, than the obligatory one, is better than the extra worship with optional and the best of your religion is ذي ورع or piety, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in clarifying the rank of the ilm and the ulama, من سلك طريقا يطلب فيه علما سلك الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. Whomsoever takes a way to seek knowledge through Allah Ta'ala will grant him a way to the Jannah. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا رِضًا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِضًا بِمَا يَصْنَعُ. And the angels will put down their wings in a form of humiliation or humility for the student of knowledge for what he is doing from seeking the knowledge. وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ يَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَتَّى الْحِيتَانِ فِي الْبَحْرِ. And verily the scholar or the alim, the one with knowledge, every creation in the heavens and on the earth will seek forgiveness for him, including the whales at the bottom of the ocean. وَفَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ عَلَى سَوَاكِبِ. And the merit of the alim amongst the worshipper as the merit of the moon amongst the other stars. And it was said by Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as in Sahih al-Bukhari in Kitab al-Ilm, تعلموا قبل أن تسودوا. Seek the knowledge before you become in a advanced positions or in positions of authority. And he said once again, تعلموا العلم وعلموه الناس وتعلموا له الوقار فينه وتواضعوا لمن تعلمتم منه ولمن علمتموه. Seek the knowledge and teach it to others, and seek the tranquility and humiliation for it, and humble yourself for the ones you take the ilm from and those you convey the ilm to. And as Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu said in his advice to Kumail, العلم خير من المال. Knowledge is greater than wealth. العلم يحرسك وأنت تحرس المال. The knowledge will guard you, but you guard the wealth. والعلم حاكم والمال محكوم عليه. And the knowledge is زجاج. The knowledge is a judge or a ruler. والمال محكوم عليه, and the wealth is ruled. المال تنقصه النفقة, والعلم يزكو بالإنفاق. The wealth will be decreased with the spending out of it, while the ilm increases its benefits by teaching it to the others. العالم أفضل من الصائم القائم المجاهد. The alim is better than the one who is fasting and standing all night praying, and the mujahid. And as Mu'adh ibn Jabal رضي الله عنه said, تعلموا العلم فإن تعلمه لله خشية وطلبه عبادة ومدارسته تسبيح والبحث عنه جهاد, وتعليمه لمن لا يعلمه صدقة, وبذله لأهله قربة, لأنه معالم الحلال والحرام, والأنيس في الوحشة, والصاحب في الخلوة, والدليل على السراء والضراء, والدين عند الأخلاق, والقرب عند الغرباء. يرفع الله به أقواما فيجعلهم في الخلق قادة يقتدى بهم, وأئمة في الخلق يقتفى آثارهم وينتهى إلى رأيهم, وترغب الملائكة في حبهم, بأجنحتها تمسحهم حتى الحيتان في البحر وهوام وسباع البر وأنعامه والسماء ونجومها. ولأن العلم حياة القلوب من العمى, ونور الأبصار من الظلم, وقوة الأبدان من الضعف, يبلغ به العبد منازل الأحرار ومجالسة الملوك والدرجات العلى في الدنيا والآخرة. والفكر به يعدل بالصيام, ومدارسته بالقيام به يطاع الله عز وجل ويعبد به الله جل وعلا, وبه توصل الأرحام, وبه يعرف الحلال من الحرام. إمام العمل, والعمل تابع له, يلهمه السعداء ويحرمه الأشقياء. معاذ رضي الله عنه, in this long talk describing the ilm and the ulama and the students of ilm, by saying, seek the knowledge as seeking it for the sake of Allah is a kind of piety, and seeking it wherever it is a worship, and studying it with others is a kind of tasbih, and looking for it wherever it is kind of jihad, and teaching it to the one who doesn't have it is kind of sadaqah, and giving it to the people of knowledge is qurba, that takes you close to Allah, because it is the clarification of the halal and haram, and it is the thing that removes boring. Whenever you are alone and it is the one which you accompany, when you are lonely, it is the dalil of the sickness and sadness. It is the religion, the piety to those people of good manners. It is the thing that make you acceptable and close to the strangers. With it, Allah Ta'ala raises people who got it. So He makes them leaders to the people and examples that the people follow them and take their opinions. Even the angels would like to love them with its wings. Why it wiped them? Even every dry and wet creation is seeking forgiveness for them, including the whales at the bottom of the ocean and all those insects, lizards, wild animals, and all kind of will seek forgiveness for the people of knowledge. And those who seek knowledge, even the heavens and the stars will do so, as knowledge is life for hearts from blindness, and the light of eyes from darkness, and it is the strength of bodies from weakness. With it, the one who is a slave, the one who is in slavery, would reach the levels of those free ones and would reach the sittings to the kings and would reach the higher ranks of dunya, of this world and the hereafter. Thinking of knowledge equals fasting. Studying it and learning it equals standing in prayer before Allah Azza wa Jal. As with it, Allah Azza wa Jal is being worshipped, and with it, the kinships are correctly connected, and through it, the halal is distinguished from the haram. It is the leader of the action, and the action is a follower of the ilm. The ilm is only given to those people of happiness and prevented from those people of sadness. And he radiallahu anhu said once again, العالم والمتعلم في الأجر سواء العالم والمتعلم في الأجر سواء وسائر الناس همج لا خير فيهم. The alim and the student of knowledge and the reward are equals, and the rest of the people are arrogance, no benefit out of them. Abu Darda rahimah radiyallahu anhu said, مثل العلماء في الناس كمثل النجوم في السماء يهتدى بها. The example of the ulama to the people as the example of the stars in the heavens. The people take guidance to their destination with it. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, اغد عالما او متعلما ولا تغد بين ذلك. Be a alim or student of knowledge and don't be between these two. او قال كن عالما او متعلما ولا تكن الثالثة فتهلك. Be alim or be student of knowledge but don't be the third so you would be destroyed. الفضيل بن غزوان رحمه الله تعالى سيد كنا نجلس أنا وابن شبرمة وأناس نتذاكر الفقه ربما لم نقم حتى نسمع النداء أي لصلاة الفجر. فضيل بن غزوان سيد We used to sit ابن شبرمة and I and some other people reviewing the knowledge, and maybe we do not leave until we hear the call of the Fajr prayer. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala said الناس إلى العلم أحوج منهم إلى الطعام والشراب لأن الرجل يحتاج إلى الطعام والشراب في اليوم مرة أو مرتين. في حاجته إلى العلم بعد وحاجته إلى العلم بعدد أنفاسه. People are in need for the ilm more than their need to the food and drink. As the man will need for food and drink for in a day once or twice, but he will need for the ilm as the number of his breathing times. And he said once, العلماء هم السادة وهم القادة الأخلاء وهم منارات الأرض. The scholars are the masters and leaders, and they are the good brothers and friends, and they are the minarets of the earth, the guidance. As in the hadith that is reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad on the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said الناس فخيارهم في الجاهلية خيارهم في الإسلام إذا فقهوا. The people are different in their lineage, as the best of them in the Jahiliyyah, the time of ignorance, are the ones who are the best in their Islam if they understand the deen. And Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ من عباده العلماء. Verily the ones who fear Allah the most are amongst the slaves are the ulama, are the people of knowledge. Ibn Mas'ud said in regard to this ayah, it is sufficient to be one who fears Allah which is the ilm or which is with ilm. And once it was said to الشعبي عامر بن شراحيل رحمه الله يا عالم or you عالم, he said to them انظروا ما تقولون, look to what you say, watch what you say. إنما العالم من يخشى الله, verily the عالم is the one who fears Allah. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said لكل شيء عماد, for everything there is a support. وعماد هذا الدين الفقه, and the support of this deen is the fiqh, which is the knowledge. وما عبد الله وما عبد الله وما عبد الله بشيء أفضل من فقه في الدين ولا فقيه واحد أشد على الشيطان من ألف عابد. And Allah is not worshipped with anything better than the understanding of the deen. And one faqih is much more stronger and harder to the shaitan from 1,000 worshippers. So the ulama are the best of the creation. And that's why we the Muslims should always continue seeking knowledge, as this is the spirit and soul of our deen. This is the candle that lights up the world. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the proper ilm and understanding of our deen, and make us guides to the people to the ilm that raise the ranks of the believers. And may Allah Ta'ala cause that to be the forgiveness of our sins and the interest of our chests. And here we end up the session by reminding of a couple of ayat from the Quran, as in Surah Az-Zumar, ayah number 9, where Allah Ta'ala says, أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Say, O Muhammad, is it equal? Is one who worships devoutly during the hours of the night, prostrating himself or standing in adoration, who takes heed of hereafter, and who places his hope and the mercy of his Lord, like one who does not say, O Muhammad, are those equal, those who know and those who do not know? It is those who are endued with understanding that receiving admonition. And by that ayah of Surah Az-Zumar, which is a great reminder for us to look after the ilm, seeking, acting upon it, teaching it to others with sincerity, and never stop and never find what we got of knowledge is sufficient. But always, if you don't have any knowledge, may Allah Ta'ala bless us all with knowledge and grant us sincerity. Wallahu Ta'ala A'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbih. And now we leave some time for questions, if you got any, through the chat link with the brothers in Singapore or through the internet. Barakallahu feekum wa nafa'ani wa iyaakum bima naqulu wa nasma' wa ja'ala ma qulna wa sami'na hujjatan lana la 'alayna innahu 'ala kulli shay'in qadir wa bil ijabati jadir. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallama wa barak 'ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi. نعم نعم.
Should we start with the question now?
نعم تفضل. Go ahead.
جزاك الله خير. السلام عليكم يا شيخ.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
جزاكم الله خيرا على أحلى خير الفريد. من سنغافورة.
حياك الله يا أخ أحمد فريد.
الحمد لله.
وجزاك خيرا.
آمين. شيخ بس مقدما. I once read in the internet about some people connecting themselves to this noble da'wah, saying that there are imams like An-Nawawi and Ibn Hajar and Ibn Hazm are not from the, do not have the aqidah of the Salaf, saying that some of them are Ash'ariyah, some of them are Jahmiyah. The first question of Shaykh, is this correct? The second one, do we, as to love al-ilm al-judud, should busy ourselves with this kind of questions, or should we busy ourselves with the manhaj and
Tawheed
and
Shirk? Jazakum
Allah khairan.
Wa iyyakum. In fact, to answer this question, I'm going to tell you what I hear from Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari, the Muhaddith of Medina, rahimahullah. And this may be 15 years back, where he, rahimahullah ta'ala, said to us, me and two of our Tullab al-Ilm brothers here in Jeddah, Abu Bakr Salmin Bajwad and Ali Muhammad al-Mujammami, and I myself, Muhammad al-Maliki, visited Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari one day right after Asr prayer, in his library, in his house. and he was sitting in a big coach by the entrance of the library when he welcomed us, saying, "Welcome all youth, Shabab." He asked us to sit down and asked us about what we do. And then he said, sometime before, or a week before, there came to me a group of youth and sat down there in front of me, and they had one of them as a leader for them, and he started saying, "Ya Sheikh Hamad, you have to remove all the books of Mubtadi'a from your library." And the Sheikh asked them, "Which Mubtadi'a you talking about?" They said, "Ibn Hajar and Nawawi." The Sheikh said to them, "Well, you guys go and do what they did, explain al-Bukhari and Muslim with no any mistake, and once you do that and we find there is no mistake, then I promise you we remove Fath al-Bari and the Sharh of Nawawi on Muslim and we burn them away." And he said, by that, they put their heads down and left the place and never came back. And that's the answer of Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari, rahimahullah, the Muhaddith of Medina, and the Muhaddith of Mecca, Sheikh Muhammad Adam, an Ethiopian, was asked about Ibn Hajar and Nawawi, and he said, "It's true that they have some mistakes in the issues of Aqidah, but this is because they grew up in Ash'ari climate, Ash'ari weather. However, their continuous defending of the Aqidah Salafiyya can be sufficient to name them Salafis." And one day Sheikh Muhammad Al-Uzaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, on the top roof of Al-Masjid Al-Haram, and on his dars on one of the last nights of Ramadan, he was asked about the books of Ibn Hajar and Al-Nawawi, whether to be used and people take knowledge from or not. And the Sheikh answer was, anybody has a book of Ibn Hajar and al-Nawawi and he thinks that he does not need them because they include some deviations, let them bring them to me, I need them. Imam Albani rahimahullah ta'ala was asked about this also. Imam Ibn Baz was asked about this also. And we all know that Imam Ibn Baz has done tahqiq on Fath al-Bari, quick tahqiq, and he had footnotes, and he never named as well as Sheikh Muqbil, as well as all those ulama I know. It is only those ignorants who do not know the difference between the mubtadi' and the one who had been into a bid'ah by mistake. So my advice to these people to fear Allah and not to push their nose in things that they don't know. And I tell them, it is not true that anybody has a mustache is called a man. And not true that anybody got some knowledge is a alim. As ilm is not only the information. As I always say, that the ilm is like man, has body and spirit and soul. So the body of the ilm is the information you find in the books. But the ilm, the soul of the ilm is what Allah Ta'ala said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. And the explanation of this is what Allah Ta'ala said about Sulaiman, فَفَهَمْنَاهَا Sulaiman. And the first ayah mean, fear Allah and Allah will teach you knowledge. And the explanation of it is what Allah Ta'ala said about Sulaiman. We had Sulaiman to understand it. And for you, dear brothers and sisters, I ask you to concentrate on seeking knowledge from the proper channels, from the ulama and tulab al-ilm who are recommended by the ulama, and to take the ilm gradually, not to jump over to the great issues, but to go gradually. As in aqidah, for example, you go with al-usul al-thalatha up until you know it very well in Arabic and in the other language which you are good in, with the explanations of it for the like of Ibn Qasim, Ibn Baz as the summarization, and then Sheikh Uthaymeen, and then Fath al-Majid and the like. Sorry, and then Sheikh Uthaymeen, and then the others. And after that you go to Kashf al-Shubuhat with the explanations of it. And after it, Kitab al-Tawheed. Then Al-Aqid al-Wasitiyah. And like that you go gradually climb up. Do not do like those who jump over. They want to go to this and that before they go to these elementary books, as I wish call them. And in the fiqh, same thing. You go with Umdat al-Ahkam, and then Bulugh al-Maram, and the like. And in the hadith, same thing. You begin with 40 hadith of Nawawi, then Jami' al-Ulum al-Hikam for Ibn Rajab, then al-Targhib al-Tarheeb for al-Mundhiri, then you go to the books of the like of Bukhari, Muslim, and the rest of the books, as well as the other knowledge or the other fields of knowledge, the like of Tafsir al-Quran and the others. But before that all, you have to learn the Arabic language, the Arabic grammar, so you know and understand the text in Arabic. That is my advice. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam.
Wa iyyakum.